Was it, fuck off with your foot, you prick.
You've just started it, man. Fuck off.
Leave it in then. You do not need to keep it fucking restarting it.
And welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to No Time for Stoppage. I'm Daniel. I'm joined here with Liam.
Hello, hello.
And I'm here with Jack.
Hello.
You've been brilliant to start this podcast and shouting that for the last 5 minutes, but it's all right. Today, we are going to be talking about a little bit of a shift of topic in the Prem. We are so used to talking about the top six and how the move-ins are up there at the top of the table. We are now going to try and see what it's like at the bottom of the table. Obviously, we've just seen, after their weekend result against Newcastle, Sheffield have mathematically been relegated. But obviously, it's still in and around them. Still quite a few, two, three games left with only 2 points in it between them. Guys, who do we think is staying up? Who's staying down?
Oh, well, Everton are staying up, don't they? So it's from...
Yeah, I mean, they've secured... I mean, look at the difference.
It's four of them. Three of them.
Yeah, it's Forest, Luton or Burnley, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out of there, it's definitely. But the fact Burnley and Luton, have they still got to play each other? One of them still
No, they only played each other the other week.
Burnley won
4-1.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking one of them had to play each other recently or whatever. But yeah, I think it's going to stay like that. I think it's going to stay like Luton, Burnley, Sheffield. If Luton survives somehow...
I think I said a few podcasts ago, Luton will stay up. That's what I said.
I think he did.
But the thing is, though, Burnley, their recent form's actually been really good.
Yeah, it has, to be fair.
I think they've only lost 1-8 or something like that. But they was gone. And now they've...
Drew against us.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Real shit, though,
isn't it?
Forest... would it be a different story if they got their penalties against Everton?
Okay.
You could say. That was 2-0, wasn't it? 2-0, that was to Everton. So if
they won two penalty shots, three penalty shots, whatever. So yeah, three penalty shots.
I mean, that's all three newly promoted teams, you could say, in a row.
That happens most seasons anyway.
Usually one lingers and does stay safe. One of them does have a good season and stay in it. But
thing with Sheffield United, if they concede three more, that's the most goals conceded in the Premier League.
We had that conversation.
And they've got three games to stop.
Oh, who was it? Somebody had the lowest.
Did I ask you all on the episode before?
Yeah.
I think I did. We'll go back. I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
But I just think it's going to be... Luton will stay up because I think they've got... Not the better squad. But I think they've got... Better drives, that makes sense. Like, you've seen them pull results or come close against the other teams.
What are their next games? Is there any way we can see who their next games are?
We'll get up in a second. I'm not too sure who. Forest, I think, could nick it though.
Oh, got Everton.
Could nick it. They've got Everton, which is still a battle. You've got a player.
I would happily lose against Luton for them to stay up.
Really?
Alright.
Where would you finish, Dave?
We're on the same points as you know, or one point behind.
It's one.
But I don't think either of us are getting Europe. I don't think. Wait, sixth is that Conference League for you?
Yeah.
Would you rather be in that or just miss it?
I'd rather not.
Not because you don't want to win anything, but is that too small of a task to get out of the way?
I don't know.
We probably won't even win it.
Because let's face it, if you don't win that is probably the most embarrassing thing ever.
What, if we go into the conference and then don't win it?
Yeah.
Well, how is that embarrassing?
Because
for the club like Man United that should be in the Champions League or the Europa League.
Recent years we shouldn't be anywhere near.
The whole stature of the club.
Are you saying
the squad is shit?
Stature of the club shouldn't come into it.
Are you saying Aston Villa should be
a team
in
like
it?
Man United should not be in the fucking Conference League to win it?
We could have said that years ago with other teams like Forest, who have won the Champions League before.
No, that's not
stature
what
of the club. They should be fine.
Forest was there 50 fucking years ago.
You're talking about stature of the club though. That makes no fucking.
Not United that were playing Champions League football this year and are now down in the Conference League.
That makes no fucking difference to me.
What? So you'd be
Champions League this
You'd
year.
Be happy if you won the Conference League.
I'd be happy if we won it, yeah.
I fucking with it. I'd be like, you stupid.
If we're there, I won it, yeah, why not?
No, mate.
How is that not another stepping stone into what
a
we're
stepping stone
achieve?
For what?
Well, what we're... You're the biggest club in the world.
So what? Man United are the biggest club in the world.
So what? Stop. We're going to stop this conversation because I've had enough of this conversation. We always talk about Man United or fucking anywhere up the top. But we're talking about the bottom, okay? Let's talk about the bottom. Bottom of the Premier League.
We've already said who's going down.
Yeah, cool.
Nope, and now we're going up. How are you going to be happy if Man United win the Conference League?
Why would I not be happy? Why wouldn't a Man United fan be happy that we're in it?
You call yourself the biggest club in the world every single week.
So we win. Like,
when do I ever say that?
Well, you said it on a podcast. Like,
we win three or four times. We win the Conference League. We make it into the Europa League.
Yeah,
you happy with that?
Well, no, because if we win a Conference League,
and then
maybe we have a good season, we get the Champions League.
This is
not progress, exactly.
No,
maybe.
So we're that, for what? We were just in the Champions League this season.
Okay,
mate.
Listen to me. Are we in the Champions League this season?
No, we're not getting it this season.
Okay,
it's
so cool.
We did. So
cool.
It's not progress, it's falling back.
Okay, now we need to progress again. So we're not going to get it this season, we'll get a Conference League. Yeah, if we get a Conference League, cool, we're there. That's just the mess of our club at the minute. That is actually what is happening in our club. A shit show. We get Conference League, cool. We win it next season. If we don't get Champions League, that just says it again that we're still not ready.
Progress.
So why is Conference and Europa League still not our stepping stone?
Progress.
If we're still not ready to get top four,
progress would be us winning the FA Cup this season after only winning the Carabao Cup last season.
Yeah, and we're happy to.
Progress would be that and beating City in the final. Not going into the Conference League final.
Mate, that's not. I'm not saying that's progress.
Nad from fucking Denmark.
I'm not saying. Listen to me. I'm not saying that if we get the spot for Conference League this season is progress. I'm saying next season, the season we just had, end up getting the Conference League, FA Cup final, win or lose, whatever. Now our next step is to go, we're in the Conference League, let's win it.
Yeah.
Let's cause waves, win it, win where we can, try and get top four. But the state of our club at the minute, do you ever see us getting top four in the next couple of years?
I see what you mean.
Exactly, so it's still progress. It's still a stepping stone.
But you're saying...
Yes or no?
I see what you're saying, and I get that.
Right.
But I would never, ever walk around if I was told, are you happy with winning the Conference League? Fuck no.
Yes.
No.
You've got to be realistic, Dan.
Realistic for what? It's the Conference League,
Dan,
mate.
You've got to be realistic.
Right. But we went from winning Europa League 1 year and FA Cups and fucking shit like that. We ain't won the Prem, so I can't say anything about that. To now being happy we're winning the third most prestigious trophy in Europe. Playing against teams that are like fucking that I can play for and you can play for, probably. Happy about what?
The thing is, when West Ham won it, I know it's quite a big thing for West Ham, but I knew the teams we were playing are a piece of piss.
Regardless, who cares?
Did we lose one game?
I think we lost one
because we put a bunch of youngsters out.
Good recruit, wasn't it?
Yeah. But there's no reason for Man United to be happy about getting the Conference.
I don't see why not though.
Because that is shit. When all the fans.
But listen.
Shush. Oh when God, all the fans were going to West Ham, oh, you've won a crap trophy, I kind of understood them. But because it was big for West Ham.
Yes,
we don't win.
But you hadn't won anything ever. So why would you not be happy?
I didn't say I wasn't.
For us, I swear to God, I know you're trying to say our expectations shouldn't be higher because we're at a shit place. I agree. But my expectations are better than a fucking Conference League.
Okay,
that's too low for you.
It's a stepping stone to what we're trying to achieve, to try and improve our squad, mate. How is it not?
Because we were just in the Champions League this season. We didn't
get out of the group, We didn't get out of the group.
Okay,
did
but
we get out of group?
Again, it's not
we
a
didn't even get third to get
but
Europa League.
But this is not a stepping
did we
stone.
Get, where did we finish, Liam? Where did we finish?
When?
In a group. Where did the Champions League finish?
Love.
Fourth. We finished fourth. Expectations,
but
Dan.
It's not
fourth.
Fucking
we're sixth in the Premier
You're
League.
Saying it's progress. It's not progress.
We got lucky to get to the FA Cup final.
Yeah.
We're shit.
Yeah, I know we're shit. But you're saying
the state
progress.
Of our club is shit.
Progress. I'm saying
next
it's not.
Season, if we get Conference League, in that next season, I want to win it, yes, because it's a progress. It's a stepping stone to what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, but you've been trying to achieve this for fucking years and you want to start now.
No, I'm not Conference League. No, we haven't tried to achieve the Conference League. We're trying to achieve to stay in the Champions League and stay relevant.
Jack,
that's not happening.
Who?
Now we have to take a step back and be realistic on who we're trying to get to sign in and who we were trying to be.
Wait.
No matter what the structure of the club is.
Who got you into the Champions League last season? What manager?
Ten Hag.
So is that not that not the stepping stone that you need to get back into it?
Oh yes, but at the minute,
so you're taking,
we took a massive step back because we've been shit this
you're
season.
Taking two and steps
what Dan
back.
Said last last podcast, how many injuries have we had?
A lot.
So, yes. So we haven't had a back four. It's been fucking the same every fucking game, mate.
Well, so that means that you shouldn't be at least getting Europa League
as a stepping stone. But are we up there though, or we're not?
We are.
Are we still up
if
there
Spurs
though?
Win
are we still
game.
Up there though?
You doesn't matter.
Cool. So if we had a fully fit team, I reckon we'd still be up.
Well,
there.
So you're
I'd probably still
happy.
Be battling in a Villa.
Yeah, but you're more than happy to play the Conference League and
next season.
Yeah,
yes.
Win that.
Yes.
But you wouldn't want to skip it and try and get the Champions League.
No, I want to win it and then try and push for top four as well. Why would I not try and win both? Why would you not?
If all because you, because you just get injury, just moaning about injuries. You'll get injuries by playing in the Europa League.
We've got injuries left, right, centre this season. Yeah, but so no difference.
What happens if you don't win the Conference League?
Then we're still shit. And that proves if we don't win it, how much of shit we are, how shit we are. So you want to fight for Champions League and we don't win Conference League next season, where's your expectations? Because you're saying to me we should be fighting for Champions League, we should be in Champions
so
League.
So you should.
But we get Conference Leagues that season, but don't win it, you're not going to be happy, are you?
Is Aston Villa...
Because we should have won it.
Is Aston Villa...
So where am I going wrong? Because we should have won it.
Is Aston
no,
Villa...
happy.
Aston
exactly.
Villa...
We should have won Conference League. We should have won Conference League. But if we don't win it, we should have won it, But if we do win it, no, I'm not happy. Where's your logic? Am I right, am I wrong?
Is this guy shouting at
us? Because I'm fuming right now.
Is Aston Villa stepping
stone? We just started the podcast and I'm caught right up with both of you.
Is Aston Villa stepping stone Champions League?
Yes.
What? So, at the beginning of this season, their thoughts was, oh, let's get the Champions League.
Oh, no, but their stepping stone for their expectations
exactly.
This season. No, it was probably.
So, what was your expectation this season?
Fucking survive? I don't know. Mate, yes.
It was definitely to get the Champions League.
Yeah,
my was to get in.
But that's not my.
And you're happy to get the Conference League?
No. Now? Yes. Because we're not going to get Champions League, mate.
So
I'm
you've
being
not,
realistic.
So you've not met your expectations?
No, we haven't.
And you're happy to sit in a Conference League?
Well, mate, I want to achieve... I'd rather achieve a Conference League than go anywhere below that. Why would I go
just
anywhere below
down,
that?
I'm not saying to do it on purpose, but if you drop down to 7th...
No.
What do you mean
if
no?
If we're there, stay... Because we're staying relevant, mate. In Europe, we're staying relevant. We'll go win Conference League. Yeah? But if we go to Conference League next season, we don't win it, oh, we're shit. We're Man United, we should win it. If West Ham can win it, why can't
we
win it?
Would you
that's bollocks.
Would you
because
celebrate?
If we win it, and when we still win it, yeah, he's going to go, well, no, I'm not going to celebrate. Why should I be happy? Because if we would have lost it, we should have won it anyway.
Would you celebrate? Would you celebrate like crazy if you won the Conference League?
I won't celebrate like crazy, no. I won't celebrate like I'll go fucking nuts like you lot did. I won't go nuts.
Yeah, but we're West Ham. You're the biggest club in the world.
I didn't go nuts when we won the Europa League like years back.
Me neither.
I didn't go nuts then. Because I understand what you're saying.
So how can
we're
you be happy without being in the Conference League?
Because the state of the club we're at right now, Liam. That's where we are. That's
the state
where
of the club
are.
Has been
we
like
need
it for 15
build.
Years now, 10 years.
We need to build, yes. But we keep getting pushed back because we keep getting rid of a manager.
Yeah,
I've got Ten Hag now. Build around what we
he
want.
He got you the Champions League last
yes.
year. And your squad's better this year.
We haven't had the whole squad the whole year.
We haven't had the whole squad.
You can't say
but doesn't mean you still can't get the Champions League.
But not, look,
next
not with
season,
the squad,
yes.
Not with the squad.
Next season, if we've got a fully fit squad, yes. My expectation, fully fit squad, a couple of extra players coming in, some going, yes. My expectations will be top four. But this season, we're going to settle, yes, where we are right now. It's fucking, what, how many games left this fucking season?
Four.
Come on, there.
I was watching the United game on Saturday and I heard the commentator say, last season, all season long at home, at Old Trafford, we conceded 10 goals. Already, we've conceded 28 at home. And which shows, like, that goes to show defensively just how shit we are. This is, so how can you go from conceding almost, like, from 10 goals, being fucking solid all season at the back at home, to then coming and fucking conceding almost three times more?
Exactly.
I saw another thing, and it was, like, Sir Alex Ferguson's, like, loss rate at Old Trafford every season was like 1.6
fucking
games. And bearing in mind you play a minimum of like 20 odd games at home.
That's crazy stuff.
And now everyone that turns up to United either comes away with a draw or a fucking win in the first place.
We're not fit no more.
I know.
We're not fit.
It's not scared. But why would you get fit when you know you're coming
but
up
this
against
this
Maguire
is what I'm saying. We have to be realistic. And that's where I'm coming across. We have to be realistic.
Okay, but would you be angry if you didn't get Conference League away? It's not going to happen. But say if West Ham somehow got 7th and Newcastle got
6th. I'd be a little bit angry because we still want to try and fight and go as high as we can. and which is what we shouldn't really drop any more points now. It's stupid dropping points against Burnley. That is, they're silly games that we should be winning. Yeah, so I am angry about that. Yes, but if it ends up coming down, we're finishing 7th, 8th, whatever, and we haven't got Conference League. Cool. Now let's build. Let's make the squad that we want to be. We want to be on top four next season. Our expectations is to finish top four, get a good another good cup run. Yes, cool. Yeah, that's.
I just can't believe you said you'd be happy in the Conference League.
Of course I would. I don't understand why a club where we're at right now, why wouldn't we be?
Because but why wouldn't it be good for you to not get the Conference League and then focus on the league next season? Why do you need to be in Europe? For what reason?
I just feel that because it brings more revenue in anyway.
You get fuck all. We've got fuck all for winning the Conference League.
But with Man United, we'll probably just
drive away. You win fuck all.
We'll probably get more for being Man United.
But well, the biggest club in the world. Biggest club, yeah, all right, mate.
But I just feel like I'd rather I'd be in it and we just go for it. We'll do, and then it's another trophy at the end of the day. Yeah? And it gives us a statement of going, oh, okay, they can still... Okay, oh, of course he's not happy because he hasn't got realistic thoughts about what we're trying to do.
I promise you that, and I mean this, if we are in the Conference League next season, I will not celebrate a win or anything in that fucking thing. I will just be like, fuck it.
But then if we don't win it, and then we get kicked out, and get knocked out somewhere, you're going to go, we should have won it.
Because I don't expect
that. That makes no fucking sense.
What do you mean? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make no sense. I'm not going to celebrate it all, but if we do
celebrate what?
That's bollocks.
What is that? Is that how low we've gotten now as fucking fans to celebrate us winning the game in a conference fucking league?
Rebuild. Why not?
We was in the fucking Champions League this season.
Yeah, and we finished fourth.
Barcelona.
We finished fourth. It could have been Copenhagen
against Barcelona, Sevilla last season with this same group.
Could have been Copenhagen.
Okay, right. Battling with Barca. Fucking Sevilla, cool. Fucking all these teams like this Bayern Munich this season as well.
Yep.
Play against teams like that, then drop and play against the fucking shitty Kosovo.
That's what we deserve.
It's not on, bro.
That's what we deserve. We can't even be fucking Copenhagen.
I would rather not be in the fucking.
We didn't get out of group.
Okay,
a group that we
but
should
again.
Be.
I would rather not be second. I'd rather not be in it to avoid any humiliation for no reason. And focus on.
Okay, so where do you want to go now, Luke?
I would rather finish below Newcastle, 7th.
Brilliant.
Right? And not be in a Conference League.
All right.
Yeah.
Because less money coming in.
I couldn't give a fuck anyway about fucking money.
You've got players to sell to.
We've got so much shit to get rid of. Okay, then. Let's research up how much money you'd get then.
No, I don't want to search out. I just don't care.
Why then? For what? Who's going to want to come to United if we're playing in the Conference League next season? Oh, you know what? Let's go to United.
So who wants to come to Man United if we've got fuck all?
Okay, but... Leaving, imagine leaving a Champions League winning fucking team or a Champions League competing team to come play in a Conference League.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And they're still going to come. And they're still going to come next season. If we ain't got it or not.
Yes.
No, they won't.
People would come, lad. Now I swear.
No,
they
would not, Dan. Stop chatting shit. They would. So they're going to come. They even got Europa League. They ain't got Conference League. Oh, no, fuck that. I'm not going to go. Why would they go?
Okay then.
Why would they go? They've got nothing in Europe. So why would they go?
So let's see us get Conference League and we'll see who we bring in.
Fuck all.
Exactly. So then why would you...
Either way, we're going to get fuck all. We're going to get fuck all either way unless we're paying a shitload of money.
So I would rather not get into it if we're not going to get players in the first place anyway.
I think some players would rather go, or we've still got at least Conference League as a bit of Europe, I'd rather go there. Just pay me a shitload of money and I'll fucking come.
It's the fucking money, isn't it? It's a gold digger.
I'm with Dan. I think you're.
Yeah, of course you're with Dan. Like, I'm just chat shit, apparently. So
I just think the most. I'll put on Instagram. It's never meant to be the podcast, but it's a good part.
No, it's not a good part.
It's going to be the headline of the podcast. This is the best part.
What? But, chat loses his fucking head.
Yeah, but I'll put it on Instagram and stuff like that. NTF stoppage, by the way. Most people agree that it's pointless Man United being in there. I'm not saying because you're going to go whitewash it, but it's just too small for the biggest club in the world.
15 minutes of fucking ranting. We got called once, by the way, guys, and you know who you are. It's a Man United biased podcast. They make me get angry if they mention something about Man United, so I get angry. I think Dan picks up as well, so let's come away.
I've not got angry at all.
I'm not.
I didn't get angry.
When did he get angry?
No, here. I didn't get angry.
Well, this one?
Yeah.
No, not this one.
I got angry at the ages, like the quiz.
That's cool, but I'm worried about... It feels good. I think we've all argued with each other now.
Oh, yeah, I think that, yeah.
I just don't...
Yeah. I think that's the first argument we've had.
Nah.
Yeah, because we both usually talk about Man United, but it's like, I talk about Man United. It's caused an argument.
If we conceded a goal, I'd laugh. If we scored a goal, I'd be like,
anyway.
Brilliant. So, going from that, let's move on.
Liam, what was he?
No, Jack can go into the next segment.
No, because you're going to keep talking about it.
No, I'm not. I was going into the next segment.
I've got to go
into
the next
fuck off.
No, here we go.
It's all you, mate. I thought you were going to talk about Man United again.
No, after you, mate.
No, I'm not.
Jack, if you guys can't tell, Jack likes to wear the trousers in this.
He's a little wet one.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah.
But we're gonna jump into, was it Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you say? Did Klopp announce he was leaving too early?
I said
Dan said that. Yeah. Did he? Yeah.
I think. If I was, I mean,
when did he do it? Like January?
He did it. No, a bit after that. It was
after January.
Yeah, it was like March.
No,
early March.
It was well
early
before
March.
That.
I think it was January.
No, it was
the beginning of the year.
I've got a photo of when he did it because I remember sending it into the group because it was when the group started that he did it.
I'm pretty sure.
It was January.
It was quite early on, yeah.
It was, 26th of January. It was. Apologies about that. My timekeeping isn't great.
But I don't think he announced too early.
I'm late. Sorry, what time did you get here today?
It's when Chung, man. I don't think he announced it too early. Either way, it's not going to affect the team's performance.
Oh, I think it
has. And surely announcing it beforehand, to win more.
Even if you're saying it wouldn't affect the team's performance, it clearly has. Because
it's only been like the first driving, last four or five games.
But they were pushing, and to be fair, at one point it was in their hands. I know everyone used to say it was in City's hands to lose or City's title or whatever. But Liverpool were a bit under the radar because of just they came out of nowhere, they were consistent, they were playing well, like nothing was really stopping them. And now, all of a sudden, losing away to Everton, to be fair, we watched that game, Everton did play really well. And if you look at their next running,
that's not funny.
At home to Spurs,
they're not going
to
win it now.
Away to Villa. No, I think they're definitely out of it now. But I just think maybe if I was Klopp, I would have done this farewell story a bit differently. I would have let the season play out.
Mm.
Last game, whether it was at home or away or wherever it is, I would say, yep. This is my last season, blah, blah, blah. Call it there.
Europa League final.
Call it there, exactly. Yeah. Make it something like, so then it's like a season well played for, not announce that you're leaving in January and then finish the season not getting to a final, not winning anything. Yeah. I mean, they won the Carabao Cup, but after that, not getting anywhere with it. Do you know what I mean? It's just, if that was me, I wouldn't have said it. I feel like
I would have completely left it. I would have left it to the end of the season. And then after the last games, maybe told the dressing room after the last game or so, just told the dressing room, make sure nothing goes out, leaked out or nothing like that. Yeah, gave it a couple of days to settle if they're doing a parade for the Carabao Cup or doing a parade for Europa League if they won it well or the Premier League, and then go, right, now, press conference, I'm leaving, by the way, like, this is my last thing.
I'm glad to end it winning this or winning that.
End it with having the dressing room behind you as well. Especially like we saw with Salah on the sideline on the weekend.
I remember when I was watching it, I was like, bro, what has he said? Because Salah,
I think
three,
he was
like,
more angry that he didn't start, which I was confused.
Apparently, I saw that Klopp didn't start him because of he like indirectly blamed him for losing the game to Everton. Indirectly, apparently, for missing the chances that Salah had.
Right.
He has missed quite a lot.
And to be fair, we were obviously watching, he did miss quite a handful. But because of that, apparently people are saying, or whether or not that's true or not, again, this is all just apparently, they're saying it's because he didn't start him and something like that. And I don't know, obviously we weren't there, so we didn't hear what he said either. But
what was it? They argued before, because when West Ham scored,
it was literally after celebrating.
They argued before we scored.
Yeah, before, yeah.
He went to shake his hand. Salah refused to shake his hand and then just kind of like slapped his hand.
Yeah.
And then we scored and then Salah said something to Klopp.
Was you there?
No, as it worked. Okay. But Salah must have said something after we scored. I assume in my head it can only be, that's what you get or something like that.
I don't know if it says that.
To say something after we've scored.
I don't know if he's got that personality to say something.
But
like
we've
that.
Never seen this of Salah.
True, yeah.
And is he
Klopp,
on the way out as
or,
well?
Or Klopp to one of his players as well, to be fair. I've never seen him argue with any of his players like that. Not on touch.
What we don't see, yeah.
Yeah, definitely not if someone's about to fucking come on, especially someone like Salah.
But Salah's had his problem in the past, like with Mane, didn't he? They didn't get on.
Yeah, but that was just, I think Mane's got a stubbornness as well. I don't think Salah has stubbornness, but.
I remember that time, though, because Salah was just chasing, like, golden fucking ball, I think it was.
Because Klopp, what was it? Klopp. come out in the first interview and said it's all sorted. And then I sent this to you about Salah on the Reporter. He said, if I speak today, there will be fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's Klopp's, either Klopp or Salah's line.
No, Klopp, definitely Klopp's probably Klopp. Trying to...
He's trying to cover it up. Yeah.
Klopp's trying to be like, listen, yeah, nothing's happened, just move on.
And Salah's probably going, fuck you, you're leaving.
Yeah. But the thing, right, thing is, because they're not going to win the league or anything anymore, they've got nothing to play for, right?
No, not essentially. No, nothing. They're secured Champions League anyway, so...
Yeah. So will Salah play for Liverpool again?
I think he's gone.
So where's he going to go?
Oh, what, you mean at the end of the season?
Is he going to play for the rest of the season?
Yeah, he will.
Oh, for the rest of the season, he'll play, yeah. He'll play for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But
you don't think he'll be there?
He won't be there next season.
Where's he going to go?
Saudi Arabia.
You think? But they, apparently, they, I read up somewhere, they offered like 200 something million last year.
He'll go down.
No. But then now apparently there's an offer of like 50 million.
Yeah, he'll go down, yeah. He'll go down because they offered him a stupid amount of money at the beginning of the season. And they
but
said
what,
no,
what club doesn't, how old is he now, like 31?
31.
How is a club not accepting 200 million?
Salah's like a legend to him, isn't he? Like
for a 31 year old,
he's a legend to him. They probably wanted one more season out of him. And then,
mate, when Rice was at West Ham, if he was 31 and somebody offered 200 million, but yeah, go on, cool.
Yeah, but
imagine how much money, imagine what they could do with that money to build that squad.
Yeah, but imagine now, Salah, they got to Europa League final, they won it, they won Premier League. They won a Carabao Cup. They pretty much won some sort of triple. He'll be probably worth 200 million because he'll be a big part of it. Now he's 50 odd million because of the season towards the end they've had. That's why he's gone down, because his performance has gone down and stuff like that. They're probably gone, so I won't get cheap here. They're going to get rid of him now. Mm. Get him cheap. They've got a stupid amount of money anyway, but they're probably thought, realistically, let's get him cheap and then pay him fucking half a million a week.
Yeah,
just
they're definitely, I don't see him going anywhere else in Europe, maybe.
I don't see him going anywhere else. He'll go to Saudi Arabia all day.
I just don't
know. Religious side of things as well, I think he'll go to Saudi Arabia. Like those, because like, he's Muslim, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like those type of things would be, I think he'll go to end his career around that type of
around his home
settings and stuff, yeah.
But what do they do without Salah though?
What do you mean? Who will Liverpool do?
Yeah.
I don't know, I think they'll get, they've got Luis Diaz, isn't they?
He plays on the left.
Luis Diaz. Yeah, but I don't know who could they get in. They were looking at was it Matoma to replace?
He's been terrible.
He has been terrible.
But I've read that he wanted Bowen.
Yeah, Bowen.
But I don't think they'll sell Bowen because he just signed like a 6-year contract.
Was it 6 year?
Yeah, 2027 or something, 2028.
I'm trying to think who it could be. Who else they got? They could probably sign.
I don't know.
Maybe Leon Bailey. Aston Villa.
I say yeah, but I don't think he'd leave Villa. I think he's now that he's been into it too. But, like, and Villa going up like Champions League. It's not like you're
Villa don't need to sell you.
What about West Ham Kudus?
Nah. I don't know.
Will they offer the right money for him? Do you reckon he'll go?
Well, I read something the other day. He's got a release clause, apparently. Again.
Ooh, how much is the release clause?
No one knows. But I think he... I sort of read up again. He wants to play in the central role. Not up front. He wants to play in the cam role.
Oh.
He doesn't want to play on the wing. And if we get... When Moyes goes, he's going to go.
To be fair, what? How is Arne Slot going to play, though? Because Arne Slot's going to Liverpool.
No, he plays the same as Klopp.
Oh, exactly.
Because it would make no sense to bring another manager in. That's completely different.
Well, I mean, every other fucking club does it.
No, just because if he wants to rebuild, he's going to have to wipe the whole team out and then play the way they want to.
Yeah.
But I think they've got... I've not seen this Arne Slot play, but I've heard that he plays the same as Klopp to make it easier for the players to fit.
When I heard his name, I had no idea who he is.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Final manager.
I mean, I don't know where he's coming from.
Is that big enough for Liverpool, though?
Like you said, if they play the same way he does with Klopp, it's probably
edgy. But then,
yeah, but what a final.
But then you don't want him to come in with the expectation of saying, oh, if he's going to play the same as Klopp, it will be the same as Klopp.
No, they're not being the same as Klopp. But they're playing the same sort of role with Klopp. So they're probably thinking we get to keep our players. Klopp's gone. And but who else do you reckon will go after Liverpool? Who do you reckon will go?
Will go.
Yeah, so Salah's out his way. Do you reckon Van Dijk will go?
No, he's too old, and no one's going to offer the money.
I reckon he'll stay. I reckon if he'll go, he'll go like MLS. Like,
MLS?
No, not now.
I was thinking like
in
who?
Like a season or two.
Van Dijk?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking
he'll go MLS. I think he's got the winning mentality.
No, I think he'll go like Italy or something.
He's got Thiago Silva. He's got the winning mentality. Was a win. Yeah. I don't think Van Dijk will be going MLS or.
No, he won't go. I reckon he'll go.
He's old as well. He's like 31, 32 as well.
So,
I reckon he'll go somewhere like Italian league or maybe Spanish league. Like maybe, I don't see him going, staying at Liverpool for long, any much longer than it would need to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he'll go. I see either Jota or Gakpo going because there's too much.
Gakpo stinks.
You've got.
That's the point. Yeah, can't Gakpo or Jota replace Salah?
Jota, I always thought Jota was. Jota is good. I like Jota. He's a good finisher. Gakpo can go back
to PSV. He's terrible.
But I mean, or will he play alright? Because he played with. If I don't know how long Arnie Slot was at final. I don't know. They weren't even the same team.
Fucking thick prick. I just said PSV. Gakpo. You said Arnie Slot.
Brilliant. Sorry. Not even on the same team.
Apologies,
guys. Who else could? I don't know. Could leave. Andrew Robertson. Dream stay. I'll talk about Klopp's people who's brought in. Like,
he'll be alright.
I don't know. I reckon they'll stay for another season or two. If they don't work out, they'll go. Not this season, though. I don't think they're just going to all ship off now.
Yeah, I don't think they can have an overhaul of players come in and go out. I think they've got to keep the bases of players.
But I mean,
Gravenberch is going, apparently.
Oh, is he going?
But he's only played half a season, pretty much.
I don't mind him.
I just don't think he's great.
I don't mind him. I mean, there's better players out there. Let's not get it wrong.
But we'll just see what we'll see who he brings in.
I'm trying to think.
It is always like, I always try to judge, like I said, judge a manager, but I always try and see by the changes they make in the first summer that they're there, what they're going to be like or how their season's going to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you come in and you make some change and you like change personnel, like change your players about, try and do this, make some big statements. It like sort of pans out how the season will go. If you come in and just like, or you stay quiet and you just get used to the players there. With a squad like Liverpool's, they should be fine if they keep their players exactly. But then if they start going bit by bit, like Salah, like whatever the fuck,
it wants to go.
I don't know. It's just for me, it'll be hard though with the new spending cap that they've added.
Yeah. Let's go into it. But Liverpool agree with the spending cap.
I don't know. I didn't see what clubs have.
Liverpool, Arsenal, and Tottenham agreed to it out of the top six.
Does everyone get the vote?
I think everyone got the vote. Yeah. So Arsenal, Tottenham, Liverpool have agreed to it out of the top six. Man City are probably one of those, obviously the biggest ones of like no, don't agree to it because obviously they spend a fucking shitload of money, didn't they? So they're probably like no, they don't want to be in it. Other than that, I think. Man United, obviously, a big no because we want to spend big going into the summer anyway.
But what would you think they would put the cap to?
No idea. I mean, they're not the only.
Well, so it's just that everyone gets the same amount of money to spend. Yeah. So it is. Well, every season.
Yeah, so the new reported rule, I've got it here, would see a salary cap introduced as an anchoring system. It would cap the amount of money that clubs are able to spend on transfer fees, wages and agent fees to multiple of the TV revenue earned by the bottom club. So every single club will be on the same no matter what. So from the bottom to the top will be the same. We're the only sport really that does that. Like because
what doesn't have one?
Yeah, because NFL, baseball, NBA, rugby have it, all salary caps. There's a certain amount of limit that you can't go over than all the other like, clubs as well. Like, I think that, in a nutshell, really, it gives it more advantage for all the other clubs to come in and
what would you say is a fair cap to set?
Oh, fuck no.
Do you know what I mean?
We don't know the ins and outs of all the money, though, do we? That's the
problem. We don't know how much clubs are spending at the moment.
So, I get that.
I've got another statement here that was said on BBC 4 by Dan Rowan. So he said, a club investment in their squad to be limited to a multiple of the lowest club's broadcast revenue. So if the multiple was five times as proposed, and the bottom club earned 100 million, clubs could only spend 500 million on wages and fees. So it's five times from what the bottom.
But what if the players' bills are higher than that already? Do they just bring them down? That's crazy.
Set them to.
It's going
to
take a while. When is this meant to be introduced?
It'll be introduced for next season.
Oh boy.
So going into next season.
Well, but three of the six have said yes.
So yeah, said Arsenal, Tottenham. I said to be the two of the teams thinking of backing the new proposal financial rules that Premier League.
But Arsenal have spent a lot as well. Their wage bill must be well over 500.
Yeah, and then it said Liverpool have jumped in to agree to it as well. But I don't know because it's if you're saying
is it just majority vote? Is that what it is?
It's going to end up being that way though, isn't it?
Yeah. But look at the majority of vote we've had for the FA Cup recently as well. So it's just some teams just don't get the mention, do they? So some teams don't. Their vote didn't even count. I think Stoke City didn't even get asked, apparently.
Yeah, but what clubs was that?
All the EFL clubs and stuff. All of them.
Really?
Or every single team will go part of the FA Cup. So every team now in the Premier League.
But the lower ones.
Yeah, they all get asked.
Not in the EFL, but below that.
Yeah, Vanarama. Is that what it's called? They get asked. Because if they're in the FA Cup, because they're in a low bottom one. So some just.
Yeah, but surely they all said yes. The carpet. Surely they all said, yeah, let's keep them.
It's come out now, Stoke City didn't even get asked.
That's crazy.
So imagine you're a club sitting there going, well, where's this rule come from? Why is no one, hello?
Stoke is sitting there. Oh.
Stoke City just sitting there going,
they've drawn one all and they've got, I've got a replay. Oh, wait, no, we're still playing.
Yeah, it's got, oh, all right, it's just time.
You know what I mean? But yeah, saying but the majority of the sides, including Arsenal, Liverpool and Tottenham, is understood they are thought to be in favour of anchoring that amid fears that Middle Eastern owned clubs such as Man City could become too dominant.
Too late now, they already have been too dominant. You're setting it now, 6 years too late.
Yeah,
they've already fucking done it. What's the point?
I mean,
what's the point?
Yeah, but that's bringing it now, it gives a little fair and more advantage.
I get that.
Forward. So
could you say it's
about, think about 5 years' time, it could be really.
Could you also
easy.
Say it's because of all the Chelsea things as well? Like how much Chelsea.
Oh, I think so, because what are those doing? Fucking 8 year contracts, you know?
Like 8 year contracts.
And they're going around it so weird. So imagine that. Well, the difference now. The difference for the teams is going to be when you go, I'll bring example of NBA. The NBA do it.
And they've got like a, I don't even know what they call it, like a trading thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so they do trades. So that's why they've got, so they've got calorie sap. So they're going to go,
calorie sap.
Salary cap. Sorry, calorie sap. Salary cap. So say, right, Liam's a free agent. Liam's like, I want to bring Liam in, but I need to make room in my squad. For Liam.
I've got to
trade you.
Well, do they just pick a player? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they'll pick someone they don't necessarily need or want.
Do the other team have to agree to this trade?
Yeah, and then they could be like, let's try and get rid of him because it's the same sort of money. But if they're trying to get a little bit more money, so you're worth, say, just 10 grand, yeah?
Cheers, mate.
And I've got no more room, I said, crap, for you for the 10 grand, yeah? I need to get rid of Dan, but Dan's worth 40.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah? So let me go with Dan. I'm going to take,
so that's really
trade cool. Dan with somebody a way to get a lower pick in a draft, say like a second round pick in a draft, which would make nothing, but then another person
who's worth 20 grand.
We don't have to pick a shitter. No, you're not listening
to
what I'm saying.
Pick someone that.
Someone who's worth the same money or a little bit less. So then if a Dan's worth 40, I'm going to trade him for someone who's worth 20 because you're coming in as 10. Then that person's on 20 and I've still got 20 to play with. I'm going to give you the 10 to come in. Bang, I've got 10.
I don't think that wouldn't work in the Prem. I don't think you could just trade players.
No, I don't think trade will work, but that's what I'm saying. That sort of thing. That's how NBA like work. That's how they do it. But
I get it.
You know what I mean? So it might be like in transfer wise, they have to get. I want to buy Dan, but then I'm going to have to sell you on the same and offering the same amount of money that you
were
just to equal it out.
I'll come play for free.
What, you'll come play for free?
I'll play for free, yeah. I love football, mate. Back in my day, mate, football was never about the money. Now everyone just wants to get a fucking paycheck.
That's what it was.
Go out there and give your fucking heart and soul for the team.
Back in his day.
Back in his day.
Yeah, mate. When I was at 12? LTD.
2005.
LTD. LTD and Avery. Now everyone just wants a fucking paycheck, mate. I'm not being funny.
I think you need to go back to my day.
That's what I just said, though. Back in my day.
Like my day.
Your day is 2005.
2005 is when people actually wanted the money.
Don't think there's anything wrong with that, do you? Why just
I don't think a salary cap is going to work. I reckon it could work, but
it might work in a way. It might bring a little even bit more level to teams. Yeah,
it will cause more charges. Yeah. Like if people,
it's going to be easier to go over.
Yeah.
People,
especially if you've got a.
They won't forget. They'll just do it.
They'll forget, or they'll think that they can get around it. Yeah. And whatever. And
Yeah. And basically go, well, we've got lawyers.
We've got another 100.
We've
got 115 anyway.
Yeah, I'd love to see him go to League Two. Absolutely love it.
Haaland.
Have a salary cap now, you're going to League Two. Go on. Fucking prick. Right. Let's move on.
Go on, Jack. You said you've got a surprise plan for me.
We've got a quiz going on. Okay. We've got a cheeky little quiz. We're going to do Tenable. Have you ever seen it?
No, little geezer. Isn't that the one from Harry Potter?
Yeah. Little midget. Is he dead?
That's Dobby.
He's dead, isn't he?
Yeah, Dobby's dead. So, Tenable. Okay.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Dobby.
Pieces. Little pieces.
Wow. Okay, so Tenable, I'm going to give you a question.
Have we got the...
And the top 10.
Have we got the soundtrack playing?
Is it together?
Oh, that is it, yeah.
Is it a team thing?
Yeah, it's together.
Oh.
I'm going to give you two lives each in each one, though. Okay?
Huh?
I'm going to give you two lives each in each Tenable. So I've got three Tenables that we're going to do.
That's a lot.
No.
It's not a lot.
That is a lot.
It's not a lot.
No.
You should be able to do it. These are not that hard. Yeah, you should be able to do it. You guys have got... knowledge.
So if we get all 10, what do you get? What do we get?
A high five.
Jack said he's going to cook for us.
Yeah, I'm going to cook for him. Right, okay. So the first one is. I'll tell you what, we'll do this for the first one.
Oh, we've just seen all the fucking answers.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Right, you ready?
Right, we've got to get the soundtrack up for the Tenable.
I'll say do two. Know.
We'll do the first two and we'll see. We'll see if they're shit quality enough. If they're good enough, we'll do another one.
Okay, we'll do the first one. It's World Cup appearances within the countries. Oh. So the countries' appearances in the World Cup.
What with the most of countries that have featured the most in World Cups?
Number one, Brazil. Number 10. So I'm gonna let you guys. So you got two lives each.
Shit, yeah,
so if you get one wrong, one of these lives is gone. And if you get one wrong, obviously your life's gone. You've got two lives each. And if he loses always two lives and he's guessed,
then it's just me.
Then it's just you. So you've got to try and finish it on your own. Okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
I've also got other nations' appearances. If
below 10,
if they come up, obviously you've mentioned them. I'll let you know.
If we're not tenable, he has to say the phrase though, like at the end of it. But you can't say it.
I don't know what the phrase is.
Oh my god.
I don't really watch Tenable.
What is the point? Why are you hosting it if you don't know the phrase?
Just get on with it. I'll get on with it.
If we don't, then I'll say it.
Who's going first at you two?
I'll go Brazil.
Brazil. Brazil are number one with 22 appearances.
Ding 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 ding.
Okay.
Done.
Brazil? Right, we can't confer with each other, can we?
You can, yeah. You're on a team.
You should have to
confer. I am going to go second.
Argentina are third with 18.
I'm going to go Germany. Yeah, I'll go Germany.
You've got to look at the big ones.
Germany?
Yes.
Germany are second. Okay.
I'm going to Spain. I have to go. Should we do Italy?
Yeah.
No, actually. Yes, Italy.
Italy?
You can take Spain.
Italy,
yeah.
Italy are fourth with 18 as well.
Oh, one, two, three, four. Spain, really? Let's go. Yeah.
So you got a top four straight away. That's good.
Actually,
it's a good start.
Because I don't remember Spain being in it years and years and years ago.
No, but they definitely were.
Years and years ago.
It must have been.
How many of. Who was it? Who was fourth?
Italy 18. Many, same as
18.
18.
I'll just go to Spain.
Spain, for like you have to knock out.
Spain are sixth. Top with nine. 16.
16 appearances.
So the other one's got 17, or is it 18? The one in the middle.
Just guess.
It's on to you, mate.
So silly. I think. So we've got five. We've got five.
Uruguay.
Okay. One, two, three, four, and six.
So I was
but they've been in it consistently.
Must have been. I mean, they've been France. In every one that we've done it. Ah.
Really?
You want to stick with France and I'll take Uruguay?
France.
Do you want
to Uruguay?
Okay, well, I will take Uruguay.
I said that though.
Our 10.
Boom!
With 14.
Boom.
We're going to go France. France
are 7th with 16.
So what we got left? 8 and 9.
So you've got 5, 8, and 9.
Okay. I think.
You've still got two loves each.
England. I feel like we've got to go England. Because that's definitely one.
I don't think it is.
But I don't.
No, I feel like we've lost. They missed. One Greece.
They haven't missed a World Cup. They've been at a World Cup. So I'm going to go England. They're going to be 5th.
England are 8th with 16.
Told you.
And we've got 5th.
16.
16.
So they're all the same, basically.
So you get that. Now you've got 15 and 9. 15 and 9? You've got 5 and 9. Sorry.
5 and 9. So we have two more countries. Portugal. We haven't said Portugal.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got, yeah, Portugal.
Portugal?
No. Yeah, oh. I wasn't confident now.
Portugal are, let's get it, they've only had 8 appearances.
Oh, shit.
Who, that was your guy, I swear.
That was yours.
I said France.
Yeah, it was your guy.
That was your guy, that's yours. Guy.
How?
Because he said
it was your life. I said France.
Oh, no, he said England.
So I said England, then it was back to you.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. Even though you were in England.
Okay, so we've got two. So we've got two more. And we have said Brazil, Argentina,
Germany, Italy, Spain, France, England, Uruguay.
Holland.
The Netherlands are not tenable. They are only have 11 appearances.
Rah. Rah.
Should we get this?
No, I was going to say we haven't even said Brazil, but I remember that's the first
one. You both got one life each left.
Should we get them? Is it obvious?
Nah.
We shouldn't get them.
Nah, you might get, but number, I feel like number five is not.
It's going to be a
is it European? Obvious. Or is it?
No. I'll give you that. Number five is not European.
But the other one is?
Yes. Number nine is European.
Probably going to be like Japan or something, because...
But not about America? No.
There's got to be an Asian team in every tournament.
No, but there's not been a good one.
Doesn't matter. They've got to just be in the tournament.
Don't have to be, do they?
What do you think? Come on, let's go.
Quite hard, dude.
So it's 16 and above.
Yes.
He said the ninth one is Europe.
Ninth one's Europe.
I can't even think of another. Poland?
The ninth one, I would be like... Croatia or like
he looked up when you said Croatia.
I don't know, Croatia or like an old, like a Western German fucking shit team, because back then they used to be different. They used to be called different.
I don't
teams.
Think so.
Like Yugoslavia and all that shit.
No, like West Germany, all that is in with.
You said old. Yugoslavia.
That's a place, isn't it?
Right, yeah, I'm giving you 1 more minute. Let's go.
A fucking time company guy. I just pick a
something in my head and said Poland for some random reason, but I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, you can give
that
it.
Belgium?
No.
Or is that just recent?
No, that's
recent.
We'll
see.
Give it a go. Give it a go. If you want to do Poland, do Poland. And I might do Japan.
Go on. Last guess each.
Oh, I should go Poland for fun.
Poland?
Yeah.
I'm not tenable.
No.
Poland have 9 appearances.
That's not too far off. Compared to the ones that we've said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan.
Can we still confer if I'm out?
Yes.
I've got nothing to confer.
God, you don't have any ideas, mate.
I feel like America's just in it every single time for the sake of it. So, is it another, like, UK? Scotland, Wales?
No, it won't be any of them, because they get gas whenever they get in it.
I'll give you one little hint. Go around your Americans or stuff like that. Go around that area.
Ah, Mexico.
Mexico are terrible. Oh, good. Yeah. Mexico are 5th with 18 appearances.
Okay. So now it's all on me to get the last one.
The European one.
European last one. Can you do it, Dan? See, now I want I gave you that gift, like that hint, you wouldn't have got that.
No. I'd completely just...
I said America.
I was focusing on Asia. I didn't really think about...
I'm back!
Brilliant.
Anything else?
So you got one last guess, let's go.
Okay. I've got like two. There's two in my head. One is obviously Europe.
Oh, brilliant.
No, I'm pretty sure I was trying, but I couldn't
see it.
I couldn't see
it.
I realised I just left the results on
I won't say anything, but I didn't see
it. Right, come on, you got... I'm going to give you... Because I want to do it one more.
But there's no time limit, mate.
I want to give you a time limit because I want to do one more, mate.
Just so, I don't think we're going to get it. Just guess
what. I might get it. So it's in Europe.
Football's starting, by the way.
It's fine. Football's there anyway. So...
Come on. You got this. You got this. Do you want to give it to you? Hold on. Come on.
And then ninth. With how many appearances?
The ninth with 14 appearances.
Poland won that.
14 appearances.
No, Poland was 9 appearances. I mean, he's still got some.
Like Denmark or something.
That's what I'm thinking. My only thought is Denmark.
Just do it.
Denmark.
No, I've seen more in the Euros, but just do it. Because we can't just sit here every fucking
Denmark
10 minutes.
Or like
Denmark. Dan's answer is Denmark.
Denmark or like Greece.
Not tenable. Both of them not tenable.
Didn't.
Okay. Greece. I didn't even think you would even suggest Greece.
I didn't even guess.
We've been sitting here doing it for about 10 minutes.
Okay, who is
Greece,
the country?
I've already got three, and Denmark, I've only got six appearances. Number nine is Belgium.
I said Belgium, you prick! You stupid idiot! Oh, I did, I know. You absolute buffoon.
But I thought because they were like only recent.
Right, okay. Now,
you were going to get that anyway because you're an idiot.
Got to say the same.
You're an idiot. Apologise again.
Jack, you got to say the same.
You are not
terrible. You are out. That no, is, you are not tenable.
I'm sorry. You're terrible at tenable.
Oh, okay, right.
Apologise.
So.
No. Oh, it's just a. It's a new thing.
Yeah, but they were. Fucking. You even said that as well. You were like, oh, what, is that just a.
Yeah, when you said Belgium, I was like, yeah, he's got it. Go on. Right, okay. We'll only do one more, yeah?
What's it going to be? Get
off my legs. No, because we're beginning the podcast, we spoke about a little bit about the bottom six or whatever, or the bottom three who's getting relegated. This next one is the most losses in the Premier League history.
Eesh. That's what a club.
West Ham.
Okay, so can I give you again two loves each?
West Ham.
Can you give me a second to let me start it?
Or we know the game. You're
just going to shout.
We know the rules.
Okay?
You know the rules.
You know the rules.
If you don't know, get to know.
Right, Liam, you can start.
West Ham.
West Ham are tenable. They are number two with 440 losses.
Oh, all-time losses.
All-time
losses.
Half of
David Moyes.
All-time losses in the Prem.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but we've been here a long time. We've only been
think about that. Think about who's actually been in the Premier League all time.
Everton. Everton.
Gareth of Everton?
Yes, please.
Everton are number one. Good. Well done. That is tenable. 447 losses.
That's just because they've been in it for so long.
Yeah,
they've never. That's why I wanted them to go down. You often like the ones that always go up, like Blackpool.
Blackpool ain't been up in like 15 years.
Wigan. They were in there and lost quite a few.
Again, but they just haven't been. They haven't been in the last like 10 years, so it's up to you if you want to do that. But
Sunderland.
You go Sunderland.
Is that me?
Look, it is you. Yes.
I'm gonna go Sunderland.
Lock in Sunderland are tenable. Number seven with 296 appearances.
I'm gonna think. I'm gonna say Blackburn Rovers.
Blackburn Rovers are not tenable.
Fucking idiot.
Blackburn Rovers are 15th with 250.
I thought because they were in it from the start. Yeah. Quite decent.
And they won it apparently.
What do you think about like Norwich?
Norwich, Newcastle. It's Sunderland, really. I reckon Newcastle will be it.
But it's still going to be big teams in there, like Chelsea. Tottenham.
Go for Tottenham?
Yeah.
Tottenham are tenable. Tottenham are sixth with 392.
Thank you.
That's right. Well, I really want to say Newcastle, but if that puts me out, then there's no fucking point. I will say.
Confirm, like, you can talk
about. Yeah, I don't know.
Talk to him.
Well,
he's out.
Mate.
Oh yeah, you're about to go out.
One more.
I mean,
obviously, like
I'd say Chelsea because they've been in.
Could say United, but
I'd go Chelsea. But they did have that era where they won quite a lot and didn't lose. Or if you pick someone else, I'll save Chelsea and I'll go Chelsea.
No, if I say something, it's not that I'm at. You know what? I love United.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
So I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to say it for the sake of it.
I'm going to say, this is fucking hard, man.
City. City have been here for a while now and they were shit. They were really bad.
They were bad at one point. They were really
but then
bad.
That's another one of your ones. I'd rather you have that yourself.
Well, fucking think of one then, mate.
I'd rather you sacrifice it. You have got one left.
I haven't said Newcastle, have I?
No. Would you like to say Newcastle?
You do, you mate.
I'm going to say Newcastle.
Locking Newcastle. Tenable. Newcastle fourth with 406.
Told you. Losses. Let's go.
Don't start talking, then I told you.
Let's
you
go.
The last one up.
All right, come on.
Should we go Chelsea?
I mean, you said Chelsea or City. Which one are you safer with?
Chelsea. Who's been in it longer?
Chelsea have been in it a lot longer. Chelsea haven't been relegated either.
Have we not?
No.
Well, then we'll go Chelsea then.
Yeah, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Chelsea are tenable. Wait. With 277.
What's the next
losses.
One below that? Do you know that?
Is Liverpool.
Yeah, 11th. Thanks for telling me another team.
Yeah. All right. So
it's not Liverpool.
I'll give you a little.
So we've got. So we've got what teams have we got out? So it's Chelsea.
Everton out. West Ham, Newcastle, Tottenham, Sunderland, Chelsea.
So you've got third, fifth, eighth and ninth left. So you've got four teams left.
He almost said Man United. Did you hear that? When he went to say
West Ham. I would go Man United. But when have you had like a really bad, bad, bad spell?
Last 10 years.
You can stick it on there. Stick on there.
No, because we won't have more losses than Liverpool. Because Liverpool didn't win fuck all for fucking 30 odd years, did they?
But it doesn't mean they won't win.
Yeah, but they won't, clearly not. They didn't win it.
Yeah, it could be drawing. They're still up there.
We'll take a draw.
Come on, let's go. Right.
I'm still going like these Blackpool and shit like that.
Do you mind if I take Man City?
Yeah, it's my guess anyway, but go on.
Brilliant.
Well, who said the last one? You said the last one, Chelsea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's your guess,
Can I say Aston Villa?
Aston Villa?
Been in a while,
Aston Villa's tenable.
Yeah.
They are third with 409.
So what have we got left?
So now we've got eighth, ninth, and where else?
Fifth, eighth, and ninth.
It's gonna just go City, and if I lose, I'll lose it.
Yeah.
I'll go City.
City are tenable. They are eighth with 287 losses.
So it has to be teams that have been in the Premier for ages then.
Yeah. Okay. So
did you say Newcastle?
I said Newcastle.
He's got Newcastle.
I feel like one of them has to. It can't be Man United, though. I can't imagine Man United losing more than 200 Prem games in 30 years.
That's a lot. And that's not a lot. Think to be losing that many.
Think crazy.
You've got this. You've got two more to get.
Are they still in the Prem now?
One of them is. I'll give you that. One of them is. One of them isn't.
That changes everything.
I'm still going like that Bolton route.
I want to say Leeds. Or like, I want to say a team that's been in the Prem a lot.
I'll give you one free guess. So you won't lose a life on this one free one.
Okay.
So I'll let you throw one out.
Well, I said Wigan, didn't I?
No, you was
going to. Yeah, it's Wigan, yeah. Wanted to throw Wigan out.
I want to say like a Leeds or like a Portsmouth or something like that.
Yeah, but how long Leeds haven't been in the Prem for?
2 years. There was
no, before that, it was like...
Yeah, it was quite a while. I don't know, I'm like... What we said for the big six, we said Tottenham.
Why have we not said Arsenal?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Is it me?
Yeah.
I'll go Arsenal.
Arsenal? Not Tottenham.
Okay,
That's your free one. They are 13th for 260 losses.
So, I mean, that's what I see United at, about like 12th or something. I don't see anything less. Oh.
Try and go through the Prem.
What, the Prem now? As is.
Yeah, because one's in the Prem now.
Yeah.
One's in the Prem now.
Palace? No.
I won't even say like anything like Wolves or anything. The only other thing that I'll think is United then, surely. Just they've been the team that's in there the most.
Have you got a free guess?
So. Actually, no. It's ninth.
Yeah, you had your free guess, which was...
It's ninth and fifth, isn't it?
Ninth and fifth, yes.
My free guess will be Man United.
Not terrible. Okay. They are 19th with 213.
My club.
Give it two more years.
Give it one more year.
In the Prem. Who's in the bottom half right now?
Forest. No, that was before the table. That was before the Prem.
Yeah. Fulham? Fulham have been lingering. It's up there.
I'm not sure, you know. I'm like... To be fair, you still have two guesses, so you...
No, I've got one.
He's got one each. Now you've got one left.
Oh, yeah, shit. I don't know, mate.
Is it Sheffield?
No.
I'm going to go Forest then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you guess. Go Forest?
Yeah.
Forest are not tenable. They are 37th with 116 losses.
It's on you, mate.
Come on, Dan.
To get two, by the way. I can still confer.
Yeah, you can open. Remember, one's in the Prem still.
So
one's not in the Prem.
No.
You saying no as in
I'm saying as in yeah, like, it's none of them. They're gone.
Palace is screaming at me. Or is it Burnley from what I said at the off? Because Burnley are up and down, they come down every single year.
I could easily just but it won't be like a Sheffield either.
Well, we know it's not Luton.
No, obviously not.
Well, I said Sheffield at the beginning, but have they been up and down that much?
I don't think they have. But it's not where they've
not lost. Not Brighton.
Is it Wolves? This is probably We're worrying about the Prem, but we don't even know the fucking.
Well, I'm sticking the other one as Wigan. That's what I'm sticking. Or Bolton. Just pick one of them. We're over. And we're not going to get them.
Come on.
But I do think the other one is either Wigan or Bolton. That's what I think. Just pick one.
Is the Premier League one the fifth one?
Premier League one's the ninth one.
Just pick one. Not it's not Brentford. It's not Brentford. Dropped. Not Luton. Not Brighton. Not Wolves.
Okay, hang on.
Not Bournemouth.
Not Brentford. Not Bolton.
Bournemouth.
Not Brighton. Not Wolves. Not. I believe Sheffield or Palace.
Or Fulham.
I might go Fulham.
Go Fulham. They've been around a long time.
Can I go Fulham?
Fulham are terrible. Yes, good Fulham. Job. 286 losses.
I don't think we're going to get the other one. I just think it's either Blackpool or Wigan.
We might.
I don't know. Bolton or Wigan.
What do you mean you're not going to get the other one?
There's just so many teams there. What league are they in now? This one. Just so we can try and complete one.
Okay. Championship.
Okay. It's got to be.
Why is Blackpool screaming at me?
Blackpool
conceded so many goals.
Are they
or is it Leeds? Did you say Leeds?
I said Leeds, but I don't
did he say Leeds?
He said Leeds. Yeah.
I said it could be Leeds.
Oh, he's no. Yeah, he said it could be Leeds. But he didn't say if it was.
Blackpool even in there?
Go down. No, they're not.
Yeah, see.
Sheffield Wednesday.
No.
Do we know?
To be fair, they're the Sheffield. QPR could be a shout.
It's Sheffield Wednesday.
QPR.
Did we say Sunderland? I said something.
You said something. Yeah. Sunderland was.
They're up there.
Seventh, yeah.
West Brom. Southampton.
This is hard.
No.
I'm my thoughts.
Your thoughts?
Leeds. QPR, Stoke. Definitely are in there. Cause when they,
Stoke.
That's what I mean.
Stoke stayed up for so long.
Can you tell how many losses they've got?
With Stoke?
No, not Stoke. How many losses the team in ninth have got?
Oh, yeah, probably. It's 396.
Okay, so it's not Stoke because he went to touch his phone. So it's not Stoke. So that.
No, I was just unlocking it, mate.
So that puts that.
Just go Leeds.
300 and something losses.
What is it? Leeds or Sheffield? Just hurry up.
Come on, just pick someone.
I've got food to eat.
Okay, can I go?
You rock, paper, scissors? You be Leeds, I'll be Sheffield Wednesday.
What does it matter? We'll both win.
We just pick a team. Right. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. So I'm Chef Wednesday.
Picking Chef Wednesday?
It's in.
You can pick. Are you picking Chef Wednesday?
You can pick Leeds if you want.
Chef Wednesday.
Pick Leeds.
Picking Chef Wednesday?
Pick Leeds.
Yes, no?
Yeah.
No.
Who was it?
It was Southampton.
I said it and you said no.
No, I didn't say that. You said no.
I didn't say no.
Chef Wednesday are 31st, 126 losses.
31st?
You went Southampton and you went no, and then you went, yeah, no.
Oh, so
both said no. As soon as they sat both.
Yeah, but they weren't in it long though, were they? Oh, but they had like the Matt Letizia year and stuff like that. Something.
Yeah, true. Yeah, they were that kind of. That'd be yeah, but they weren't losing, were they? Like that bit.
Yeah, but it's got. You stay in the league, you're losing games in that one.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it. Oh well.
Yeah.
You messed the Belgium one up.
That was terrible. And you both got both wrong. The next one we're not going to do was. We can save it for another day. I'll leave it here. Well, it's the last 10 teams to be in the Champions League.
What, final?
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that now.
Do you want to do a quick do now?
No.
It's too
easy. We'll do it off camera. That's quite easy.
Yeah, okay. Right. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to us. Please subscribe, download, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
In a bit.
Good night, mate.
Food.